You got college football this weekend, headlined by Ohio State and Texas. It's not the only game. We got Memphis versus Chattanooga tomorrow. That line, by the way, has been frozen at 27.5. It ain't moved.
We're locked in.
I thought, you know, there might be, you know, a little bit of action on Memphis just to see where it goes from there, but nothing. Like, they are just simply not touching it. So that's the local angle there. Again, we talked about what it might look like, you know, with the new look offense, maybe longer drives with the run game, et cetera. So that's the Memphis side. Texas is now the favorite. We talked about that. Texas flipped. They call it jumping the fence when you go from like a small underdog to a small favorite. You jump the fence.
Got it.
The Longhorns jump the fence.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to think of like what else matters. Clemson's a 4-point favorite, 3.5, 4-point favorite over LSU. Miami is a 2.5-point home underdog to Notre Dame. Am I missing anything that matters that much? Which one am I missing that you care about?
We discussed some of the others, the unranks that were relevant. Bills debut on Monday. And there was one more non-ranked that we liked. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, are you interested at all in Tennessee?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either.
It's not a college football playoff season for them. So,
yeah, I mean it. You know,
if it is, they show me that. Wow, hypo. Wow,
right.
You get an extension every year. It feels like good for you. You know, and deservedly so. If they make another college football playoff, losing Nico,
right.
The way they did,
right. Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, they just flipped with the quarterbacks with UCLA, right?
Yes, they literally traded. Yeah. Aguilar
and I don't like Aguilar. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about. I remember he was at like Appalachian State. Maybe didn't really strike me as a fantastic player there.
But I do like Heupel. I think he's solid, if not good.
Well, you know, there was like a I don't remember who tweeted. It was like a film guy at The Athletic, because Hendon Hooker washed out in Detroit. Like, he had a terrible preseason, and everybody was saying that this is the Tennessee developmental flaw. Like, it'll get you here. You'll look great in it, in that system. But when you get to the NFL, you're going to get exposed.
Wow.
And I can't remember what his logic was exactly. Like, he had some, like, evidence to back it up, like some reason for why that is. But basically he was saying, you'll pad your stats in Tennessee's offense. Hype will have you look really, really good. And you might even get drafted out of it. But once you get to the NFL, your habits will not translate.
Ooh.
And now, in fairness, they've only had the one, right? Like, Heupel only had Hooker. Iamaliava transferred to UCLA, but he didn't go pro.
What did he have at UCF?
I don't really. Was it Gabriel? Did he that? Would that have been? I maybe not. I don't remember. Was that Scott Frost? I can't. You know, it all runs together. I can't remember who he had.
Dylan's a rookie, huh? It wouldn't have been Scott back then, right? Would have been. Seemed like it would have crossed over some with Heupel. But he obviously put up some big numbers.
Hypo coach Dylan Gabriel.
Well, there you go, and that's why there's my pushback. That's a pro right there.
Although the argument might be that's more Dan Lanning. You know, he did go from Oregon.
Bro, Dan Lanning is a defensive guy.
I'm just saying, man.
You can't sell that. That's a hypo. He played. There's one. He's got one he can point to and say.
Right.
All these people are saying he doesn't, you know, develop quarterbacks.
Right. Right.
Because Lord knows Dylan looked good this preseason.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
Yes, he did. But anyway, that is the college football slate. Again, I'll be locked in Texas, Ohio State. We've talked about this as much as you can possibly talk about it without there being a local tie. And we'll see how Arch does. First real test of his you know, college career, of his NFL, of his football career.
Real one more. I want to revisit last night's game. And the chances that South Florida is now maybe need to be thought of as the best team in the conference. Here's the thing we didn't discuss as much as what they've got coming up next, and it's going to matter a ton. South Florida's playing a hell of a schedule, and we probably, because they're, you know, not necessarily top three in the Vegas odds, maybe we hadn't looked at it and dove into it and said, man, if they run this, they're going to be the pick for the you know, for the college football playoff as the group of five representative, because after Boise State, which they just completely humbled 34-7 last night, you get a chance to go to number 15 Florida, and then you're going to number 10 Miami. Now, this could work two ways. It could cement your path to the college football playoff, or it could absolutely derail you. maybe not necessarily two losses, but in the sense of you get beat up. I tell you, two losses to Florida and Miami right now.
Yep.
So long, you've got this big Boise State win. If you ran the table in the AAC, that'd still be enough to get them in with the two losses, I think.
Yep.
That's how much of a leg up that they have. But what if you get beat up on the road at Florida and at Miami?
Yep.
Byron Brown, who all, you remember, 2023, he had an absolute shootout with Memphis that they ended up winning. Last year, the injury concerns come in. And so it was all about whether or not he could stay healthy. And if you watch that game last night, it's the way he plays football that would have you the most concerned about whether or not he can hold up, not just the next two games, but through this entire schedule.
Yep.
This year. It's really interesting because you just talked about Heupel. Alex Golish is a Heupel disciple. He was with him at UCF.
Heupel disciple.
You see, I did that. I like was that. With him at UCF. I did it yesterday with Jeffrey. It just came to me. It's genius. With him at UCF, then was with him at Tennessee, and he gets this job at South Florida. And when he did, everybody says, "Well, it's Tennessee's OC. He's going to come down here, and we're going to be great." He's gone, I think, 4-4 his first two seasons in conference, and it's been underwhelming.
Yep.
All he needed was Byron Brown to be healthy, and then for them to go out and get some dudes on defense, and it looks like they have. When you hold Boise State to 7,
yep.
I don't care that they don't have Ashton Genty anymore.
I agree.
I mean, Maddox is he's an experienced quarterback. He threw it a ton of times last night, and you hold them to 7. As John said, it was 34 unanswered after giving up 7. And you gave up that 7 because you went for it on a short field on your own side.
Yep.
So, I mean, that wasn't even a long drive on you. I was blown away by the South Florida performance.
Yep.
This is a big year for Alex Golish because you look over at Tulane and John Summerall's already come in and very quickly made a conference championship game, you know, and maybe has become the quick riser, the high riser, the one everybody's looking at your conference. There's a chance for Alex Golish to get it all back, it feels like, this year with South Florida and what they've got
yep.
on both sides of the ball.
No, I agree. I mean, they're the favorite. They're, you know, I think now that we've talked about it, they knocked off Boise State, you have the inside track, you know, from their perspective. You know, they play Memphis, right? They get to play Memphis, I think, is their whole perspective on it, right? It's like, we get to go there, and we get a chance to stamp.
Yeah.
So they feel like they control some destiny a little bit.
Do they catch any breaks in conference play in the sense that, okay, so they don't play Tulane, right? That's going to matter.
There you go.
I knew there was something about their schedule that was something like that, yeah. They get Navy at Navy, and they're at Memphis.
Yeah.
They're going to be a problem.
They are
if the dude is healthy. The thing is, he was running over people yesterday. He looks for the contact.
Yeah, he won't.
It's like Anthony Richardson, first year trying to run over guys in the NFL. It's like, bro, you can't do that every game.
Right.
So you try to do that against Florida and Miami.
Yep.
He ain't going to be there against Memphis and Navy.
No, he's not.
See what I'm saying?
He's not going to last. That's for sure. I mean,
what's behind him, I guess, is important too.
Yeah, because that was the whole problem, you know, in 2024. Like he had a weird injury, you know, he never came back,
derailed their season.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always been the caveat, if. And he's just more susceptible to those injuries because of his very physical style.
He holds on to it a long time, dude.
Yeah, he's not a quick processor. So you're going to have to get to him. And he's tough to take down, you know, but Boise State couldn't do it last night.
Dude, he ran over a couple guys. One of them, as he was going into the end zone, looking for the contact.
It was pretty. It was a very. I mean, it's very early, but that was as. Right.
And you knew they'd be charged up because they're at home.
Yes.
Right. So it was going to be flex. Let's try to run over somebody. We'll see if they can continue that juice.
Exactly.
You know, on through next week.
Yep.
But at Florida, at Miami, the next two for South Florida, and yes, they've got a leg up in the AAC and in the Group of Five race for the college football.
I mean,
playoff.
I think they win one of those. I think they can.
They
beat
win
Miami.
One. You can cement it because if they're that good, they're winning the AAC. So put them in.
So it's one of those things like you want South Florida to win, but you didn't want South Florida to look that good, right? It's like you wanted.
Yeah.
So that's the trade. It's like, all right, win by like a field goal or something.
But I still do look at it as opportunity because I look at what Memphis has invested, and you might, you know, maybe Vanini says South Florida's, you know, by whatever's. But it can't be by much more.
Agreed.
Because of everything that Ed Scott said, everything we've seen from the deal with FedEx, we don't know the final number, but you've got just as much invested, it feels like, in football as South Florida does. That roster better look just, you know, it should look as impressive. There's no excuse not to, no?
Absolutely.
Ryan Sofield has been here going 6 years. Alex Golish is in his third.
Yep.
Like, you should have something to match that.
No doubt about it. I mean, it'll be
an opportunity for you now.
It'll be like Memphis minus 2.5 at home.
Man, that's South Florida win. Valuable, you get it, and you've knocked off Arkansas. That's your chance to take it over at that point.
Absolutely agree.